come now to questions. Are there?
Moderator Douglas Cowan, East Belfast Presbytery. I'm anticipating to be ruled out of order. There's a reference on page 199 to Geismere, and that the youth will include, the panel will include representation from the youth, from YAC. I don't see any reference anywhere else in the reports about Geismere. Is that moving forward, and when will we hear the report? And what's the proposal?
The proposal is that there is a panel under the General Board, of which Douglas is a member, and that panel was set up by the General Board. I really don't remember if there's a SPUD representative on. If not, they'd be very welcome, and it is moving forward.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? There are no other questions, so we come to resolutions. Resolution 1 is that the report be received. Is there any debate or discussion? I put it to the House that the report be received. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Any to the contrary? Declare it passed. Resolution 2, the grant paid from the Incidental Fund to YouthLink. There is no discussion. I put it to the House. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Any to the contrary? Declare it passed. Resolution 3, approving the project Places of Hope and providing resources for a new church in Mullingar.
Moderator David Brown, New Mills and Carland, and also convener of the Resources Committee. In supporting this resolution, I commend the many congregations who support the Youth and Children's Project year after year. I'm confident that this year's project, Places of Hope, will be well supported, but I'd like to appeal to those congregations who don't actively support the Youth Children's Project as yet. This coming year, we have the opportunity to show our support for two very worthwhile ministries: Rainbow House in Thailand, that seeks to help abandoned children with disabilities and learning difficulties, and the Children's Ministry within the new church build at Mullingar. Project packs will be available in a few months' time, and I would urge every congregation represented by this assembly to make sure they avail of this opportunity to show Christ's love to the children of Rainbow House and Mullingar through their active support of this project. Thank you.
Stop.
Just to speak to this resolution, I had the privilege of spending a few days in Thailand earlier this year, and indeed the privilege of going to see Rainbow House in Thailand. Being a Presbyterian, I have a natural scepticism that I've picked up from somewhere, and I hesitate to add that obviously not all Presbyterians are sceptical. Or am I being... No. Okay. But this is a powerful work in Thailand, and they do an incredible work amongst a disenfranchised large group of people in that society, and they have a powerful ministry about ministering to those who are disabled and those who are disenfranchised, and it was a privilege, an incredible privilege, to be there. And then recently, not so long ago, a few weeks ago, I had the second privilege of going down to see the proposed work in Mullingar. And incredible, just the vision and the passion and the hope and the plans to see people come to the Lord Jesus Christ through this project and what is hoped for in the future. So I commend this project to you in the days to come.
I promise I won't take long. Moderator Cheryl Maven, University of Ulster Chaplain. Just to add, the contact that I've had with Rainbow House is through a member of the family who began the project and who came to Northern Ireland to study. And so I had quite a lot of an opportunity to discuss how it came about and what it's about. Tan's parents were missionaries, and they came to the UK to study, and they went back and were given an opportunity that the Lord opened the door for them to minister to disabled people. And what happens in the culture there is that disabled children are seen as a curse. They are seen as a sign of bad karma. And so families are ashamed of them and put them away. So for this Christian family to have begun a ministry to disabled children is a very powerful sign of the love of God for all people, for the least and the broken and the most marginal. So I just want to add to what Jonathan had said and say this is a very bright light in a very dark place. Please do support it.
Well, I put the resolution to the House. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Any to the contrary? I don't think so. We come to resolution number 4, which it calls us to recognise 125 years service of the Boys Brigade in Ireland. And I know we've at least one representative of the BB who looks as if he's ready to speak. Just before I invite you forward, can I say that in April there was a very special event here organised by the Boys Brigade. I don't want to steal your thunder, but it was just wonderful to see so many boys and officers and old boys present on a very special afternoon and a walk of witness through the city, finishing up in the venue, expressing one element of culture in our city of culture. Please come see.
Moderator, members of Assembly, Jonathan Gracie, Director of the Boys Brigade here in Northern Ireland. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to be present this afternoon and to address the General Assembly. As has already been mentioned, this year marks the 125th anniversary of the Boys Brigade being introduced into Ireland. Presently, we number 16,500 members in almost 300 companies spread across Northern Ireland, and in excess of 1,000 members and 39 companies in the Republic of Ireland. The enduring object of the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards a true Christian manliness is promoted through a comprehensive programme of activities in all sections. As boys develop, they are encouraged to engage in community service as well as leadership roles in their company and church while working towards their awards, which ultimately become the Queen's Badge and the Duke of Edinburgh Award. Underpinning this is the spiritual programme of worship and Bible teaching. Indeed, during this past year, we have once again recommended the Bible class course as Christianity Explored, the youth edition. Boys Brigade work is still developing, with 5 new companies formed in Northern Ireland alone in the past 3 years, and the formation of a young leaders group, self-entitled BB Connect, who have established a strong partnership with Habitat for Humanity and have a team-building project that they return to and will be going for a 4th time next summer. A further positive development is that the Boys Brigade in Northern Ireland is now recognised as a lead organisation for those working with children with special needs, be that physical, behavioural or educational, and having developed a range of resources now that are used widely across the church and youth sectors. All of this work is possible only because of the faithful commitment of almost 3,000 volunteer leaders, the support of many parents, and the constant encouragement of congregational leaders. In closing, I want to thank Barbara, Jonathan, and the Board of Youth and Children's Ministry for its ongoing interest, support, and encouragement, and to the entire church for its continuing commitment to this generation and future generations. Finally, I wish to extend this small gift as a token of our appreciation for your own personal interest and support of our work. Indeed, supporting the London Dairy event just a few short weeks ago. May God bless each one of you.
Henry Thompson, Elmwood Lisburn, and convener of the Youth Ministry Events Committee, Youth and Children, sorry. That's my first fatal flaw. Among the many amazing apps that you can get for one of these phones is one that was recommended to me just a couple of weeks ago called Voxer. And Voxer basically enables you to record messages that voice messages that are sent to people. And with a brother living in Finland who I see very infrequently, and another brother living in Warringstown who I see even less, Voxer, over the last couple of weeks in our idle moments, has presented wonderful opportunities for us just to be in contact with one another. And in those idle moments, we found ourselves sharing memories. And the significant thing, where it ties in with this resolution, is that I would say more than 50% of the memories that we have shared are about shared experiences in Boys Brigade. I owe Boys Brigade more than I have time to tell you here today. I owe the fact that I was brought up in a Christian home by a Christian father and mother, well, the father particularly, to Boys Brigade, because my father was converted to Jesus at a Boys Brigade camp at Ganaway at the age of 15. We were brought up in the 59th Belfast Company in Westkirk, myself and my two younger brothers. And in that company, we learned from godly officers in all of the sections of Boys Brigade. We learned about Jesus. We learned about him in Bible classes. We learned about him at camps. We learned about him as we played football and did all of those other activities. Christ was at the very center of the life of that company. And I would suggest that my testimony here to what I owe to BB is replicated, I'm sure, right throughout this auditorium today by many of the men and women too who will have had brothers and sons and grandsons perhaps in Boys Brigade. I know that testimony is replicated right around this auditorium today, that we owe a debt to this organisation and the work that it has done here in our province over 125 years. And I want, Jonathan will not come to the podium and blow about BB because it's not in his nature, but I want on behalf of this assembly to blow about BB and to commend, to congratulate the Boys Brigade on this milestone, to commend Jonathan and his staff and all of the volunteer staff in Boys Brigade across this land to God for the years that lie ahead. And I hope in a moment when we come to take this resolution that you will pass it wholeheartedly and vocally. Thank you.
Moderator, members of Assembly, John Flaherty, Minister of Malena and Ballycoupland, and for a few brief seconds, a convener of one of our committees in this board. I just want to mention something about BB that I think reflects back to its original intent. It was originally set up to try and reach boys who were not part of the church. And I think it has an amazing ability to still do that. Having only been where I am for a matter of months, we have seen that a company that is run innovatively and diligently can bring in kids who have absolutely no church connection. And we have quite a few of them. And it might be starting from the ground up with Anchor Boys, but we have a huge number came in this year for the first time, most of whose parents have absolutely no connection to a church that they're prepared to admit. And BB still has the opportunity to reach those people if we run it like that. And it's a really useful tool. Don't like to describe it as a tool, but it is. It's an organisation that can easily do that. So I really do hope you enthusiastically not just support this resolution, but in your congregation where you have a BB, seek to reach out with it, bring in those who are not connected to the church, seek to get them there by all means necessary, because if you have the right leaders, it can be an amazing place in which people can learn for the first time about Jesus and his love for them.
Graham Kennedy and Ballygrinney. I don't want to take up too much time, but I wouldn't bail out back into my father's house if I didn't stand up and support this resolution here today if he knew I was in the house. Moderator, Boys Brigade has had a massive impact on my family. My father, David Kennedy, has given many, many years of service to Boys Brigade and has loved, I think, pretty much every moment of it. And one of the things that testifies to the work of Boys Brigade, certainly in our lives, is a meeting of East Belfast Presbyteries who ordain elders in Mount Pottinger congregation where I grew up just a few weeks ago. And there, some of the elders who were being ordained testified to the influence of BB and particularly of Skipper on their lives. And that's my dad. And that's BB.
I think if I don't call a halt there, everybody will want to come forward, and certainly all the men, and talk about Boys Brigade. But with respect to the schedule, we have to keep moving. The resolution before us is that we recognise the work and we give thanks and we pray for God's blessing. First of all, I put the resolution to you. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Any to the contrary? Jonathan, take back to those you work with, especially to Kenny McLaughlin, our good wishes and the prayers of this house, not just in a form of words. Let's pray together. Father, we have heard personal stories of the significance of Boys Brigade in the lives of families, from father to son. And many of us, as we sit here, are so thankful for BB officers, for the time they have given to us, the difference they have made in our lives. And though the world is changing, boys do not change. And they still need good role models. They still need people who are interested in them and will have time for them. They still need opportunities for exercise and to stretch mind and body. And they still need an anchor for their lives. And we know that Jesus is that sure and steadfast anchor. And so as we give thanks for 125 years of Boys Brigade, we pray be with those who work full time in the best interests of this organisation within Ireland, North and South, but also be with the many volunteers who freely give up their time to run the BB Company. We pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. And we come to Resolution 5, which concerns the resignation of the Reverend John Flaherty as convener, and that he be thanked for his services. And have we someone to appoint in his place?
The Reverend Richard Houston.
The Reverend Richard Houston to be appointed in his place. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
And John, I'm going to invite you to come forward for a moment. John, I understand that you've been connected with probably the original Youth Board and Youth and Children's, they tell me, for some 20 years. And that makes me think that maybe some of the young people that you were first serving may now very well be the parents of some of the children or young people you are now serving. It's been time, perhaps, to move on. And in that time, it has been SWIM, the acronym, VIPs, Overseas Teams, Summer Outreach Camps. There isn't time to go into it all. But you have been a part of this board for so long, and you're now tendering your resignation, which I know will be accepted with deep sense of regret because of all of your, not just your commitment, but your friendship and your fellowship to those with whom you have served. But it is my honour, on behalf of this House of the Board, to say thank you and to give you my hand of friendship. Thank you very much, John. Resolution 6 is that the Ministry Opportunities Committee be renamed as the Discipleship Committee. There's no discussion. I put it to the House. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
None to the contrary. Declare that passed. And Resolution 7, that the Board with its associated working committees be appointed.
Moderator, Board 10, and of course Committee D is now the Discipleship Committee.
Put that to the House. All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Any to the contrary? Thank you very much, Johnny. Barbara, thank you very much indeed.